The once-faltering Fremont County School District 38 in Arapahoe turned a complete 180 since Superintendent Jonathan Brock took the helm in January of 2012. Last fall, the Arapahoe School met No Child Left Behind's requirements for annual yearly progress for the first time under the Safe Harbor program, and frequent local assessments have shown steady improvement in math and reading. District 38 serves primarily northern Arapahoe students with high rates of poverty, but Brock says poverty has little to do with the efficacy of education. He says aligning the curriculum and frequently and consistently testing the students has made a difference. In December, Brock announced he would be leaving Fremont 38 at the end of the school year. Wyoming Public Radio's Rebecca Martinez spoke with Brock this spring in the Arapahoe School cafeteria as students finished their breakfast.
After prying him away from the students and teachers who stopped to greet him, I asked Brock about the new developments in the school district's progress since the fall.
Well, most school districts, they do summative testing. One way we summative test is we'll do what's called universal screening at the beginning of the year, middle of the school year, and we'll do it at the end of the school year. Well, during our mid-year benchmark testing that we did in February, we were able to see that according to our MAPS, our measure of academic progress, that we had students who grew, once again, multiple months. They exceeded the average 4 or 5 months that they were here. With MAPS, we used the same measures as PAWS, below basic, basic, proficient, or advanced. Our teachers moved every single eighth grader out of below basic. There's no below basic eighth grader, and they're on their way to being proficient and advanced as a class. Other grades, we had students who, you know, like I said, anywhere from 33% of the kids up to 100%, like in eighth grade, anywhere in between, just taken out of below basic, and they're moving on up skills-wise. You know, with AYP happening last fall, it was great news. But when you do a good turnaround model like we've done, one of the core elements in a turnaround model is you measure where you're at and you celebrate reaching goals, but then you keep moving forward for the higher goals. So we're grateful for those goals, but we have been talking all school year about this district being in the top 10 of all 48 school districts.
I asked Brock what he attributes the successes to.
I would attribute it to a number of things. It was, in essence, reculturing, if you will, the school district. Reculturing towards what are our priorities for curriculum and how do we implement them? What are our priorities for teachers meeting and discussing what they do, their practices? When you have a group of teachers in a homogeneous grade or department discussing the same assessments and the same students and the same curriculum, automatically great things start to happen.
Brock said the school district has a positive culture where students are enthusiastic and where success seems possible and is encouraged. I asked if it had always been that way.
You know, I can only speak for the 14, 15 months that I've been here, but no, it hasn't. From what I understand, there were years where things were extremely good here, and our board members will even tell you that there were years where Fremont 38 was one of the highest performing districts in Wyoming. And then just over time, it just went downhill. But again, it all goes back to leadership. Whether it's me or another man or woman, who the principals are, who the teachers are, and what they embrace.
Is it expectations or leading by example? What is it?
It's both. We have not varied hardly at all from what we said we were going to start doing 12, 13 months ago. There's been extremely little variation. And I think most adults who work here or come here would tell you the same. We were saying the same things back January, February of 2012. Here's what we're going to start doing. I've been working with my district improvement team, which consists of teachers, paraprofessionals, parents, and administrators, on what we're calling sustainability measures for the progress in the district. We need to sustain it regardless of who's the captain of the ship.
Jonathan Brock left Fremont School District 38 on Tuesday to become superintendent of the Niobrara County School District. Assistant Superintendent Chantel Denson is now acting superintendent, and she'll take over the job officially in July. Brock says Denson is an excellent choice to fill the position. Denson says she'll do everything she can to keep the school district on the right track.
We feel really positive about the changes that have been made because we have a lot of systems in place to sustain those changes and to also move them forward. We've done a lot of work with including our community, including our board, including our parents and our teachers and our students in the processes. So everybody is very excited about still continuing the work that's in place. And we're going to keep doing what we've been doing and move forward.
What do you expect your biggest challenges to be in the next year or two?
We really want to increase our community, and we really want to increase the culture of our students, being Native American students and having their education on the reservation. We want to increase that culture identity so they're successful when they move on to their next step in education. We really want to make sure that they have a true sense of self, that they're still able to carry on their successes they experienced with us at Arapaho.
Chantel Denson is the acting superintendent of Fremont School District 38. She'll be taking over as the full-on superintendent starting in July. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rebecca.